If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
There's such thing as spending too much on Christmas presents for the kids. Where do you draw the line? And does this mother deserve to be shamed online? This mother out in Australia, she spent over $2,000 to shower her three kids with hundreds of presents. She says in previous years, she waited to the last minute. This year, over 5 months, she gave her kids gifts and she hid them in 14 different cupboards. And she went online. She says her kids love Christmas. So does she. And people assume that her kids are uncaring or bratty because they have lots of presents. That makes no sense to her. And people are saying, why are you spoiling your kids so much? You're giving them that. That's too much money. You spend $2,000. And she just refuses to feel bad about it. She's not getting guilt tripped into it at all. She's like, look, these are my kids. I can do what I want and I can give them as much as I can. What are your thoughts on this? You can text us this morning, 92925.
I don't know. I think that it's a fine line. You don't want to overspoil the kids because as they get older, they're going to come to expect this every Christmas, and that's not healthy. Like, I was kind of spoiled with gifts as a kid, and looking back, I didn't need any of that. Like, sure, it's nice in the moment. A kid loves gifts, and it's like a bottomless pit. You can give them 1,000 gifts a year, and it's never going to be enough. But at a certain point, like, as the kids grow up, they have to realize that there's worth to these gifts, and if you're only excited to open up the next gift before you even appreciate the one you had before, what's the point? I think it's overkill personally, but that's just me.
My mom does this, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah. Well, my sister's 20, and my mom, for as long as I can remember, has gone completely overboard on Christmas, you know? And I remember going to school, and there were obviously people who had, like, a bigger house than we had, who had nicer cars, but we were the ones who got, like, all of these gifts. And that being said, like, in hindsight, I think she probably did it for us, but maybe a little more so for herself, because there have been times where, as a single parent in the past when I was really young, my mom really struggled financially and she wasn't able to do it. So I think there came a time where she felt like she was able to spend the money she felt like she should. So was she maybe compensating for something else? Absolutely. I do think that she was. That being said, well, first of all, I don't remember those Christmases where she struggled financially. So the Christmases when I was getting fewer gifts were just as great to me, which says a lot. So you got to think about maybe what the kids have in mind. I saw a post the other day from a teacher who said that when her students come back from the holidays, the things that they're talking about are always like the memories and the time that they spend, you know? So do kids need this many gifts? Absolutely not. When I have children, do I want to set up this expectation that they're going to get gifts upon gifts upon gifts? It's not going to be the case, but I don't get why people are shaming her. I think it is, you know, it is her responsibility. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is a perfect parent. So I don't see like why we're just taking this one mistake that she may or may not be making with her kids and putting her on blast because of it. You know, the other people who give their kids maybe like a conservative couple or few gifts, it's not to say they're not messing up in other ways or doing things that aren't ideal in other ways.
I agree.
You know?
To each their own. Maybe $2,000 is not the same value to her as it is to other people. Maybe she has a lot of money. For me,
I don't think she does. The only reason that I'm judging this though is based on the photo, because you can see like it's on a bed in a room. Yeah. So I'm kind of judging based on like the furniture and everything that's happening on the wall. I'm like, I don't even think she's rich. But like I said, neither were we. My mom was absolutely not rich and struggled a lot.
Yeah. And we didn't get spoiled growing up. And this is actually a conversation I'm already having with my wife now. Obviously, my daughter's 4 months. So, you know, we're not there yet. But I'm like, look, I don't want to spoil her. I don't want her to get that in her head that every year she's going to get a ton of gifts. But I worry that, you know, when they become teenagers, 11, 12, 13, 14, it's so competitive. They want the nicest things, the most expensive stuff out there. And that's a conversation we're having now, and that my wife and I are actually disagreeing on. So it's becoming a bit of an issue. I know we're thinking a little too far ahead. Kim, what are your thoughts on this as a mom of an 8-year-old?
Well, we try to keep it to something useful or at least something that has meaning. When you get up to like $2,000 and hundreds of gifts, you're starting to give for the sake of giving, which sounds great in theory, but the gift should have some kind of heart, and it's rubbing off on Shayla.
It's a lot of gifts, not including what they're going to get from Santa, too. Like
it's true, right?
A plethora. It's a plethora.
How many amongst these gifts are the kids going to remember when they get old, right? Like, how appreciative can a 4 or 5-year-old really be when they're just getting bombarded and overwhelmed?
I know, but I'm sure in the mother's mind, like, we still give our children joy, even if they're not going to remember it years later.
But
like, those moments
are so momentarily.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But it brings a parent joy, too, to see that them just so happy over
that selfish.
Gift.
We know that. Well, it's science, though. We know that, they say that giving feels better than receiving, right?
Yeah, right. You're going to be shocked to hear what one celebrity gives her kids for Christmas. That's coming up first. Emily wants to chime in. What are your thoughts?
In my mind, if you can do it, why not? I know that us growing up, we were six kids. Our dad was the only income coming in the house, and we were lucky to get, I mean, I remember, I mean, I got, and this is extravagant. I got the Barbie, big, like, you know, the house?
The
camper.
Oh, the Barbie camper.
Okay. The camper, and then the pool, and, like, this was, like, over the top for me.
Right.
And now, what I'm capable of giving my children, which, I mean, everything changes, right? We're a two-income family. We have only two kids. It's a huge difference. So, I mean, as long as kids understand that can always get this, if she can spoil them, why not? And it comes once a year.
Once a year.
Thanks, Emily. Bye-bye. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We got a text from Gary. We're actually getting hundreds of texts right now, but he said maybe this mother wanted her children to have a childhood different than hers. Maybe she grew up with little and didn't want her children to grow up that way as well. Gary said he grew up with very little, so he made sure that his children wouldn't. Something else we have to keep in mind, because I mentioned that my mom spent a lot on Christmas and gave a lot of Christmas gifts. Starting in, like, September, if I was like, I need new socks, mom would be like, yeah, wait till Christmas. Just so you have to keep in mind, like, that might be different in different families as well. We're talking like the clothes that I got,
it's
like
paydays.
necessities. It's like true. Those were waiting until Christmas for me to get them.
This was surprising to me. Sandra Bullock just admitted she's changing things up this December. And you, of course, think of how much she's probably worth, how much money she has.
Yeah.
Scaling things down this year for her two children. She says that they're just going to get small gifts, three small gifts. That's it. She says there's so much happening in the world where people don't have anything. Why don't we just make this about other people? And apparently her kids were amazing about it, and they're just getting three small gifts. But maybe small and you know, from her is different.
I already have this Fendi purse.
No, I'm also going to assume her kids get socks whenever they need them.
Oh, hell yeah. And they still get normal socks. Yeah. They get great socks.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Apparently, we should start treating cats more like we treat dogs, okay? I'm talking about walking cats. Scientists have said that pet owners should start walking their cats on leashes in order to give them more enrichment and a happier life.
This is why we had cats growing up, Nikki, so we didn't have to walk them. They could just stay home and do their own thing and be on their own.
Have you ever put a leash on a cat and seen the look that it gives you?
I've never put a leash on a cat. I've not.
Have you? Okay, yes, I have. I put on a full harness because it's less straining on the neck, and my cat looked at me like, it gave me a knowing look, like, this is not happening.
Yeah, you know, you know why? You didn't train him young enough. That's why.
I acquired her when she was a feral cat, so she was used to both indoors and outdoors. And she would just plop herself down as soon as she knew that I was grabbing her outside. And she wasn't walking. I would literally be dragging her with all of her limbs stuck together on the driveway. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't.
But why did you put the cat on the leash in the first place? Because usually cats can just go and they can come back and they know they're, you know.
I know. I was in a new city at the time and, you know, I wanted to take precautions.
Okay, all right.
You didn't start young enough. And she sounds like a jerk. Like, some cats are jerks.
Well, they all have their
own
attitudes.
The problem is, I'm crankier when I don't work out also. They need exercise.
Yeah.
That's when I'm the happiest. You're also, right. Is when I'm getting exercise. So there's this growing movement and scientists are supporting it. There's a hashtag and everything, hashtag cat walking, and it's calling on pet owners to take their cats on walks, especially if they're stuck indoors all day long.
We are getting texts at 9925. There are Montrealers who already do this. They already walk their cat.
They put their cat on a leash. I would always, like, I will no longer do this, but I'll be completely honest. When I would see a cat on a leash, I would, like, maybe be a little judgy, you know? Well, I would just... I thought it was odd. I thought it was strange. Yeah. I won't say I was judging, but I'm like, that's really weird. But it does make sense. Like, why don't we give these animals exercise?
You want to give them exercise? Buy a laser pointer and start pointing it at the walls.
They're going to go crazy. My cat used to do that all the time.
You might, maybe had you use, like, treats to lure your cat into walking.
Oh, that's evil. Yeah.
Like, that's deception.
Whatever works, man.
Like catnip. Have you ever seen a cat on catnip?
It's crack for cats.
It's like a club drug. It's unbelievable.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Our audio gift exchange, if you missed it a couple days ago. We did this last year. This was a lot of fun. We figured we'd do it again. And this year we're giving gifts to the other person on the show that we didn't. So this year I'm giving Sam a gift. Sam is giving Nikki a gift.
Yeah.
And Nikki's giving myself a gift on Friday.
Correct.
What'd you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me?
All right. This is an audio gift. Remember?
I know. I know.
Okay. Are you nervous a little bit? Or
a little bit. Feeling? Yeah.
Okay.
But I know you're very talented when it comes to putting audio together.
Stop it.
And you got a great gift last year, Sam.
I did. I know.
Yeah.
What was it again?
It was the best Christmas ever.
It was my song, okay. Sammy the Sandman.
Yeah. That's true.
That's trending on iTunes as now, we speak.
Yes.
I don't know if I can compete with what Nikki did last year.
I think you can.
But come on, don't sell yourself short.
You talk a lot of smack on Are You Smarter Than Sam?
True.
Right? Yeah. And a lot of times when you talk smack, you don't end up winning.
True.
Okay, yes.
Right? So I decided to put together a little sum of all the people who beat.
Sam.
Yes. Are you
running it in this holiday season?
Okay. And yes, you do trash talk quite a bit when we play every day, 6:40, 7:45. So here you go, my gift to you, my friend.
My own medicine.
Merry Christmas. Here you go.
Where do I store all this information? I don't know. Like, a brain is only so big, you know? I have another answer for who's the great one.
I am, because I won again. I'm the great one.
My stomach. I'm sick to my stomach.
He's just being melodramatic. You've got to ignore it if you really want to help him.
My name is Joanne, and I'm smarter than Sam.
Yeah, you are.
April, you won.
Yeah.
Finally.
Way to go, April.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Woo. She won. Yeah. We got two winners today.
My name is Nadia, and I'm officially smarter than Sam.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, I'm so happy you won. Congratulations.
Yahoo. Thanks, guys. I love you.
We are the winners.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Finally. Wendy, Amy, how does it feel?
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Way to start the day.
We are smarter than Sam.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not making excuses.
Okay. All right. Settle down.
Friday. Beat you again today. I'm smarter than you.
All right.
She's smarter than you.
Yes, you are.
My name is Margaret, and I'm smarter than Stuntman Sam.
Yes. Oh, it just feels good.
Well, I have to say, thank you for that gift. I have to say that it's the most humbling gift I've ever received.
Is it? Okay. Just a reminder, you know, that there are people out there who have been you and Are You Smarter Than Sam?
I'm having a tough time remembering those because there were so few and far between. But yes, they did. They did happen. I remember, yeah.
He was humbled for about 12 seconds. There.
Yeah, and I just went right back to the old Sam. So, all right, so there you go. There's my gift.
Thank you very much. Took me back.
Now, have you started working on Nikki's gift? Because tomorrow at this time, you'll be giving her audio.
Didn't you know he might be getting sick right now?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So if I don't come through, to know why.
Oh, my God.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.